I hope everyone has something wonderful planned for this Valentine's Day weekend. To continue celebrating February as National Heart Month, I'm going to give you 8 surprising facts about the top health threat to women. Because what you don't know about heart disease really can hurt you. Number 1. Sugar is the new salt. Excess sugar adheres to proteins in your blood, causing them to be thick, which can eventually lead to inflammation, plaque buildup, and other serious risks for heart attack. The American Heart Association recommends limiting added sugar intake to 6 teaspoons a day for women and 9 for men, which is less than what you'd find in a single bottle of sweetened iced tea. The sweet stuff is also found in unlikely places like ketchup and jarred tomato sauce, granola, baked beans, packaged oatmeal, and dried fruit. So read your nutritional labels and check ingredient lists carefully. Number 2, the flu shot cuts your risk in half. Protecting yourself against an acute respiratory infection might also offer defense against plaque in the arteries, heart attack, and stroke. Number 3, comfort food can be good for your heart. Guilty pleasures like burgers and pizza are dietary landmines thanks to their high saturated fat and sodium content. So try to substitutions to make the comfort foods healthy and delicious. For example, instead of a pepperoni pizza, try a pizza with a whole grain crust, load it with veggies, ask for half the cheese and extra sauce to reduce the amount of fat and up the antioxidants from the tomatoes. Number 4. Heart medications and prescriptions often end up in the trash can. Statin drugs can be effective to reduce cholesterol levels and related cardiovascular disease, but many adults stop taking their heart medication, as well as their blood pressure medication. Number 5, meditation knocks 5 points off your blood pressure. Experts believe this systolic number takes a dive because time spent deep in thought helps you relieve stress and decrease anger. Number 6, intervention can make a difference. What would you do if you were at a family gathering and a family member started having a heart attack, stroke, or other health issue? Do you have any CPR training to help your loved ones if something were to happen to them? Number 7, it's possible to cook away cholesterol. It can help to use sesame and rice bran oils instead of vegetable oil or canola oil. A recent study found that people who consumed about 2.5 tablespoons of a blend of sesame and rice oil a day lowered their bad cholesterol by 26%. But we definitely recommend you using heart-healthy fats, such as olive oil. Number 8, your kid's heart needs you now more than ever. It's important to keep your kid's blood pressure in check with a diet that's low in sodium, saturated fats, and sugars. And make sure your child is getting at least 60 minutes of daily exercise. Are you interested in spending less and eating healthier? Here are a few tips to overcome any obstacle to eating right. Many people complain that healthy foods are too pricey. You don't have to buy the expensive organic foods all the time. It's just important that you are buying fruits and veggies. Also, remember that produce is cheapest when you buy it in season, so pay attention to what is available when. You can also buy lentils, oats, nuts, pasta, spices, and dried fruits in bulk and store them in your pantry. If you're one of those people that think takeout is all you have time for, then start small and build up a file of 20-minute throw-together meals like stir fries and salads. One of the best ways to cut down on time and get your kids to eat healthier is to have them come in and help. Ask them to wash produce, toss a salad, or stir something. It will also give them ownership in the dinner, and they're more likely to eat what they help make. Over the years, the food guide pyramid has changed and is now a plate. But it still can be confusing to know what the right amount to eat is. The easiest way to remember is to eat a serving of meat or grain that is about the size of a person's palm. When in doubt, pay attention to the nutrition labels, using measuring cups and tablespoons to make sure you aren't getting too much cereal or adding too much oil or salt to a dish. And the last tip is to make water more interesting. If water is your family's last choice beverage, try adding frozen fruit, lemon, or a splash of 100% fruit juice to your water. Always make sure water is easily accessible to your family by keeping a pitcher full in the refrigerator. And if you're one of those people or families who's always on the go, then keep a water bottle around you to increase your water intake. Hopefully these tips will help make you and your family heart healthy throughout 2021. This has been Jennifer Brown, Extension Agent for the Family Consumer Science Program with the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service in Person and Granville Counties. Thanks for tuning in this week.